This week's parsha is Parsha Shemois. The parsha starts off with the four words, Ve'elu Shemois B'nei Yisrael. So the Baal Turim on the Pasuk says, what does Ve'elu Shemois B'nei Yisrael stand for? He gives you Rashi Tevis, that the first word, Ve'elu, the first four Oisiyas, stand for Ve'odim Asher Loimid HaSeder. Shemois stands for Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum. B'nei stands for B'kol Noim Yosher. Yisrael stands for Yichya Shonim Rabbis Aruchim La'olam. They bring down the Gemara that says, unfortunately, the person learns the Seder of Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum correctly, they zeicha to a long life. In Makori, the Gemara in Brachos, on Ches on Mabez, the Gemara says, Shekola Mashlim Parshiyosef im Tzibur, someone's Mashlim the Parshis with a Tzibur, Marichin La Yomim Ushnaisav. You finish learning Shnayim Mikro with a Tzibur, then you have a long life. So he brings it down as an inner of Segula, that someone does Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum, he's zeicha to have Ariches Yomim. Tosef ben Ephraim, at the beginning of the parasha on Shemois, he brings it down a drop differently. Also the Rosh HaTevis, Ve'elu Shemois. He brings down Ve'elu, as not as a segula, but as a chiyuv. Ve'elu stands for V'chayiv Adam Likoya Parsha. Person is mechuyiv to read the parasha. And it says Shemois, Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum. That's not Tamas Chus, but a chiyuv Gomer. That's how the place coming down, Simon Reish Behe, in Arachayim, there's a whole simon on Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum, 7 Sifim. The place coming over there bring down the Lashon of the Ben Ephraim, that's the Chiv Komer, the Vosh, the Pimagodim, the Chasholchon, the Kavachayim, the Chigdo, the Chavidas. They all bring down this Mahalach of Elu Shemoi stands for Achayv Odom Lekoya Parish Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum. The Makor for that is the Chiv, the Chuvah, the Gemara earlier in Avchasim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Avunda Bar Yehuda, Omer Avami, Yil Oilom, Yashlam Odom Pashyosiv im Metzibur. Forever a person has to be Mashlam the Pashyos with a Tzibur, Shnai Mikro V'Echa Targum, Afil HaTorah Svetivim. That La'ilam, it says La'ilam, what's La'ilam mean? L'chod Zachiv, a person forever, he always has to read Shnai Mikro V'Echa Targum. That's how the Mechaber starts off, that even though that you might think a person has a heter that might say he hears Kriyas HaTorah, the Mechaber says, Afi Sh'odom Shemeh Kol HaTorah Kula Kol HaShabbat V'Tzibur, even though a person hears Kriyas HaTorah with the Tzibur every week, still chayv likus la'atzman kol shvur pasha oisah shvur shnayim mikro v'echa targum. There's a chiyuv gomer on a person to do by himself shnayim mikro v'echa targum, and there is no heter that you heard it from the shliach tzibur, from the kriyas haTorah, and you yourself have to do shnayim mikro v'echa targum. What about b'nei yeshiva, Torah Nosoi, people sitting and learning, they're very busy, they're listening to the sugya, boy v'shemo, it's tough, you have to catch up to shir, rabosha flies. Now, how do you, you have no time, you're very busy. So do you have a heter there of not doing Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum because doing other things or not? So the Oitzah Goinim, the Goinim before the Yishan already, on Brachas and Avches, brings down in Simlam Beis, that Rav Sheshes, he was put in Kriyas HaTorah, why could Torah Nosoi? However, for Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum, there is no Ptur. Even someone who is Torah Nosoi has a Ptur for Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Chiyav Gomer to do Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum. The Rashman Shuvah and Simon Reishuvah says the same thing. The Ritva and the Void Zara, Daf Yitesh and Beis, and put down that way in the Paiskim, Sayyid Shemeshab Chosoy, or Moshe or Chaim Chalakei, that there's a Chiyav Gomer, there's no Heter at all. For a person saying he's busy, he has no time, he's learning Torah, he's learning other things, he has a Chiyav to do, Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum. Not Pshat Stam, it's a Sekulo, not that it's Stam, Banach Yachmer, or Yeshemar Shri Machmer, it's a Chiyav, even though we see people are very lax in it, for whatever reason, but it's a responsibility a person has to do. So, since it's a chiyuv, what's the gather? What does the person have to do? First, is it min haTorah or is it min haRabbanon? So, let's say the person, he reads Shnayim Mikro, he's not sure who he's holding by Revi or Chamishi. He's not sure where he's holding the parasha. So, do you have to go back and start from Revi? Or no, go from Chamishi. So, in Sefer Tzohar, on the Ol Chanoich, on Shabbos Yontif, they write to Mechaim Knievsky this question on Omen Reish Chav Ches, they're not sure where you're holding the parasha. Can you say Sav Daban Lekulo and start from Chamishi and onwards? Well, no, you have to go back and start from Revi'i. So he answers, Mechaim Knievsky says, Tzorch Lachzor Lekuis. You have to go back and read. Doesn't say why. So there's a contrast that wrote to Mechaim Knievsky, the Maisa Sav Daban Lekulo, what's the difference? So I don't remember the exact Lashon, but Rav Kaufman here told me the exact Lashon was, he wrote back, Sovuk Dereis L'chumra. It's a Sovuk Dereis Yafi Machmer. Therefore, if you're not sure what you're holding, you have to go back and say, Mamash from Ravine onwards. Now, where's the Minatayah? I have no idea. I couldn't find anyone who quotes Minatayah. The Lashon of the Rishonim, the Smak is Akdoma, is the Rabbanon, the Chinuch is Akdoma, Shnayim Mikro V'Echa Targum is the Rabbanon, the Paiskim say is the Rabbanon, the Pimagodim, others, Masham, Chuvan Hoggers, everyone says, they all clarify, they want to say what's the reason for the Tekonis Chachomim, but why is it the Reis? I don't know why. But he says, the Chaim Kineski says, it's Teraitha, it's not real why. And therefore you have a chiv to go back when you're not sure. But let's say even if it's Rabbanon, which again the place can come out, everyone says Rabbanon, let's say he's still not sure what you're holding. So the Tshuva Sefer Shevet HaKa'asi in Chelek Hei Simen Samachtes, he has another reason why you have to go back and say what you're not sure if you said or not. Again, you're not sure if you're holding by a V or Chamishi. Shevet HaKa'asi said you have to go back to a V. What's his reason? So there's a Shach in Simen Samachtes in Yerodeo that says when a person does Malicha on a piece of, he's not sure if he did Malicha on Basar and then he cooked it, can he eat the Basar? Why? Because Basar that's cooked with blood inside is only Isra Abanon. You're not sure if you did the Malicha, you're not sure if you salted it and took out the blood. So it's a Safak Rabbanon. So the Taz wants to say Safak Rabbanon Kula, comes on the Shach and says, even though Safak Rabbanon Kula, that's Dafka with there's no Cheskes Isser. Since over here you had a piece of meat with blood inside, there's a Chazaka Mikara, Cheskes Isser. So even though everyone knows the Klal Safak Rabbanon Kula, that's Dafka when there is no Chazaka to be Machmer. However, since here there's a Cheskes Isser, that you know there was dam here beforehand, you're just not sure if you took it out with the salt. Therefore, says the Shach, Sof Dabonon will be Machmerin. Why? Because the Cheskes Isser, that's the Chavadas Paskins, and the Mishabrua passing away in Simon, I involve Sukkon Chafei. The person who's davening has made a climb in front of him, he's not sure if you put in a Revius or not. So the Sof Dabonon says the Mishabrua, that a person has to be Machmer, even though Sof Dabonon Kulo, Cheskes Isser. Therefore, comes along Sheva Kasi, what's the difference between the Cheskes Isser? And here also you have a person the Cheskes Chiv, do the mitzvah or Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. And since you have a Chiv mitzvah, you have a Chiv to do a Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, you're Mesubik if you did it or not. Therefore, it says the Sheva Kasi, you have to go back. Not worse than any Sevda Abonim, that by a Cheskes Isser, you're Machmer, who did by a Chazak of Mikra of a Chiv to do a mitzvah. That's his Taino. To argue this taina is l'chod in the Mishmur Fakir Mufurish that says in Sim Tovkuf Pehei in Sikon Hey, let's say a person is not sure if he blew Shafer or he's not sure if he took a Lulav on the second day. Second day Lulav and Shafer are Drabonims. And you're not sure if you took a Shafer, you blew Shafer, or you took a Lulav. It says in Mishmur, what's halacha? It's Drabonim, Sav Drabon Lakula. Sav Drabon Lakula. And you do not have to take Lulav and you don't have to take a Shafer. L'chod, there should be absolutely no difference between that and Shnai Mikra Vechatagim. The chiluk between the shach, which Mishmu is machmer for in this case, you have mechal between the cheskes isser and between a mitzvah itself. There's no dimim between the cheskes isser and mitzvah like the stifler and brachas in Simon Hay. So if you hold like the Mishmu, there'd be no reason to be chosir and go back on Shnai Mikra Vechatagim if you're not sure what you're holding on. The Shev Gazi has another reason maybe to be machmer, he himself doesn't like it, but where's the makar for Shnai Mikra Vechatagim? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's nichel in the Takanas a Moshe Avinu of Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe is Mesakim the Chiyav of Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, who it did, Nichlan that was the Takanah of Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Therefore, the Shitas HaBach is that since Moshe Avinu is Mesakim it, has a Din Deraisa. So therefore, it says the Shev Gossi, according to the Bach, and if a person is Mesupik, if he did Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, he has to be Chalizah, why is Savag Deraisa L'chumra? However, just the Lashon of Peskei Tshuva Simen Kuf Lamed Hei is that even though the Bach says that Savak Dereisa, that Kriyas HaTorah is Savak Dereisa, however Shach Gdela Paiskim argue and say all Tekanos Moshe, all the Gdela Paiskim argue and say any Tekanos Moshe is Din Rabbanon, there should be no reason Svar to be Chayzer back on Shnai Mikra if not sure we are holding. So again, the Chaim Kineski says you have to be Chayzer, the Rav Shev Kasi says you have to be Chayzer, I don't know why it should be Chayzer and you have to ask your Rav. And Svar Elchur and Cheshbon should not be that way. Fine, so because, again we have the Zechiv Gomer. What is this Chiv? When does the Chiv start from? So a guy once saw a Chav of mine, Moshe, this week it's Pasha Shemois, so he's reading Pasha B'Shalach. So I went over to him, like, he's so far behind, Mamash came out a whole year behind. He's like, no, I'm doing a couple weeks in advance, we'll be busy later, I don't want to do it now. So anything wrong doing reading Shnai Mikra Vechatagim in advance? So the Gemara says in Brachas, and Avches Omed Beis, Shlo Yaktim, a person should not be Makim Shnai Mikra. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and Sefkon Aleph explained the Mechaber that way. Hainu Shlo Yaktim Likwes Koidim Oysa Shvua. A person should not be Makim and should not say it before that week. You should not say Shnai Mikra beforehand. So, do you have to go back? Let's say you did do it, you read it. I read Shlach right now this week. Do you have to go and do Shlach again in 3 weeks from now? Or another Nachminim, which is Monagay, let's say a person thinks a Parshis are together, the Marshal, Bahar, Bechukoisai, sometimes it's together, and you thought it was together, and you read the whole Bahar, the whole Bechukoisai, lo and behold, it's separate. Next week you have to read Bechukoisai again. You have to spend learning it again another time. So Dr. Paiskim the Brura Alocha Sheva Kaasi Chelik Dalad Knei Baisim Chelik Aleph Yinamakai Mitzvah. You have to do it again. And Echanami to be makdim before the week. It's meaningless. You did not do Shnai Mikvah Achatagim with the Tzibur, and it's meaningless. You have to be chayz and do it all over again. So be makdim to do it too early is not good enough. And if you do it too early, you're not yoytz. You have to do it all over. So how early is too much to be makdim? When can you start? When can't you start? So the Mechaber says in Siv Dalad. Sif Gimel, Miyom Rishon ve'Eilech Choshev im Atzibur. When does it start? From Sunday and onwards. Miyom Rishon ve'Eilech. Says the Mishabur, what's the reason? Because you start reading the Parsha for Mincha Shabbos. L'moshul, this Shabbos, you start reading the Ve'era when for Mincha Shabbos. So, can you start reading the Parsha? Sunday or for Mincha Shabbos? Which one is the Iker? The Mechaber says from Sunday. Mishabur says the reason is for Mincha Shabbos. So go after the Svara or after Yom Rishon. So the Machlokes Rishonim, the Kolboy says, what do you do? It's Dafka Sunday, you cannot do it earlier. The Radvaz says, when do you do it? He says, no, Mincha Shabbos. Not only that, he says, you should do a Mincha Shabbos, because if you, just like in Shabbos, on Simchas Torah, we read right after Zos HaBracha, we read Bereishis, should not be a Kitrik. Who it did on Shabbos would be the same thing. Right away, by Mincha Shabbos, right away you should start the Parsha. Shouldn't be a Kitrik. So the Kolboy says, you're not yet to the Mitzvah at all before Sunday, and it's meaningless. And the Radvaz says, you should start from Mincha Shabbos, the Chatchilo. The Mishabur Paskins, it says the Kolboy is a Das Yachid, and the Ikr is from Mincha Shabbos. All the Yishanim except the Kolboy holds, you can start from Mincha Shabbos. That's how he Paskins and the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosoy. However, the Chalkim on him, on the Mishabur, Maria Abuav says, it's not only the Kolboy, it's a Toysavis, it's a Rosh, the Shud Yaskal Abdi Chalakei, and the Biur Halacha of the Yom Zilba's son, Oyschav Dalad, it says, it's Kosh Lahakal, it's very Shvet Mimakal, like the Mishabur stuff from Mincha Shabbos. You should start from Sunday morning. So, that's usually not a Gera. Come out, hardly ever see a person being so much in advance, and he's ready to say Mincha Shabbos. And L'chur, it's Mekayim L'Kuliyam, L'chur should start Sunday morning, and should not do from Mincha Shabbos.
It falls at the end of the week. So, it comes out that you're not reading that Sunday.
So, good Shaila. So, let's say, clearly that, let's say you have this week say Pesach we lay Tzav before Pesach and Shmini after Pesach, and you have in between you have Chalmoid Pesach. So when can you start laying Shmini? Can you start laying Shmini right after Tzav, which is basically 2 weeks before Shabbos, or no, do you have to wait till after the Shabbos of Chalmoid and only that week? So Knei Boisim, we have Meir Brandsofer and Simit HaZayin in Chelik Aleph, he says Dafka that week. It has to be Parsha, Shvu, and Dafka that week. I see people who've been in Zmanim, they have time, they have 2 weeks to do one Parsha, and they start after Tzav. You have time, and instead of Meir Brandsofer, it's nothing, and that's what Pesach Shuvah brings down, it's nothing. However, Rav Ozner, in this last Chelik just came out, the Chelik Yud, Simit HaZayin Ches, Rav Ozner argues and says, what do you mean? It's a Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos. So who cares if it's a week before and 2 weeks before? As long as the Tzibur started to the Imat Tzibur, the Vadi says, L'chadchila, no problem at all, and you can start 2 weeks before. So it comes out, Yerushalayim is best, Machlokes, Meir Brandsofer, and Rav Ozner, what the Loch is. Ask your Rav exactly what to do.
Is Motzei Shabbos Sunday morning?
No, Motzei Shabbos is but go by night. That's good enough, that's Sunday. Now, so again, we said the chiyuv is a chiyuv, on a person to do it. Pasha is the rabbanon. Everyone agrees you can start from Sunday and onwards. And again, if Yontif is the middle of the week, the machlokes if you can read from the pasha from the week beforehand.
Is that
the Shabbos? Yeah, they're telling that. Could be telling that. Maybe Ansuva makes it telling that mission. Now, once you have this chiyuv, how exactly should you read it? So first, you see. Just to be clear, the Kamal Shonis can see in the Paiskim, there's Mitzvah Min HaMukhar, there's Lechatchilo, there's Yoytze, there's Bidyevet, and there's Yesh Oimim. The Kamal different Shonis are used. So I'm trying to be clear exactly what each Gedr is, what each one Dalach is. So exactly how are you supposed to read it? Mishavua, Sivka, and Beis. Mishavua says there are two ways Lechatchilo, Mitzvah Min HaMukhar to read. You can either read it by Pasuk, or you can read it Indian by Indian. What does that mean? Pasuk by Pasuk means you read, let's say, the first Pasuk in Shmois, read it once Mikra, then you read the first Pasuk twice Mikra, and the third time you read it Targum, and then you do this next Pasuk. And they have these new Chumashim given in the store, and they have it all set up for you very nicely, and they write the Pasuk twice, first time very big, and next time smaller, and the Targum is the smallest, and they read it, they set up for you to read it very nicely. That's one way, Pasuk by Pasuk, which Kamam G'dalim were knowing that way, Chavetz Chaim himself was knowing that way, and Mishra moving it down. Another Mahalach is to read it Indian by Indian. concept by concept, meaning you read it, for example, there's sometimes parshas psuchos or stumos, there's a pei there or a samach there, or the sefin and yonim. It says the Mishnah Berurah to read the whole parsha once, let's say 10 psukim, to read it again, and then the Targum a third time. That also is the chatchila, is no problem. That's mitzvah and mukhla. And again, kama poiskim, we're knowing that way. The going himself is knowing to read that way. And he did it Indian by Indian.
Was it the samach or the pei or the Indian?
So he says all three. He says, Achko Pasha Psucho, Oistumo, Achko Mokum Shneer Yetha Hefsek. All three.
That's the middle of the puzzle. Do the chill, what are you doing?
No, Lamashal.
It's all one.
No, it's all the same thing. It basically means any of my Indian parishes is usually a possibly of another Indian.
So or
Lamashal, some parishes is what?
The Rachas and the Maithi was all.
Yeah, if you can stop there also. Every Samach, every Pei, or every Indian. Whatever, that itself is Indian. Every son, every kid was a different Indian.
What's Indian?
The Moshul, there are certain Pashias that don't have any Pei or Samachs. Mikates, the few Pashias, they don't have any have the Yetze, Mikates, and Bolak. Those three go straight. And the Goyin was knowing that he read it every single day. Right? He read it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's a Chelik of the Pasha. He had no pays, no samach. He stopped every Indian, every new concept, new idea.
And Aliyah is not
even a new Indian? So the Aliyah says, Sheni Shlishi says, Aruch HaShulchan Meshbehei, that there's no Makor for Sheni Shlishi at all. It was made up. If you want to look in Sefer Bekurei, Chaim at the end, he has a letter there that's saying which Christians made up, and the Pope, he has the whole story. They made up the Prokim and Sheni Shlishi.
Meister and Christine.
No. But the Meister, the Aruch HaShulchan Ovi Reish Bey says, meaningless Sheni Shlishi, it's Klum. And he writes that the Christians, they made up for us. So when they used to fight with us in exactly the Pesukim, it was hard for us to relate to them what they were talking about. So they made the Prokim, they made the Pesukim. Pekurei Chaim, and then last page. So, if you do, let's say, if you do a pay with the middle of the pasuk, so a couple of places they have it. Once in Pinchas, let's say v'hi acham agefil. So the matzah shekel, the Eliyahu says you stop in the middle. If you do by inyan, you stop in the middle of the pasuk. That's the no one argues that concept. The only time they argue is let's say in the seretz dibros, there's a samach over there by seretzach, it stops in the middle. So do you stop in the middle of a seretz dibros or not? The Aruch HaShulchan says you do stop. Why? Because Moshe stop. You can also stop. And that's how it's. Seems to be the Kishuv Aruch says the same thing. He says you can stop. He's not mechalik in the cases. However, the Kavach Chaim says you cannot stop, and that seems to be the Mishnah Berurah Shita in Simon Tov Tzadik Dalet also that you cannot stop in the middle of the Aseret Dibros. So that's in the middle of Parsha you can't stop except by Aseret Dibros. Seems to be it is a machlokes.
All ten or just the last five?
No, all the whole Aseret Dibros. Any place where there's a Samach Kopei. So fine, again, the two separate ways that Mishnah Berurah says to read either Pasuk by Pasuk or Inyan by Inyan. His maskon is, what should you do? Udo'ovet, kamar ovet. Do either one, mitzvah and mukha, it's fine. The Shulchan brings down a third sheet, which I see a lot of people do. It says, sedra by sedra. Read the whole parasha, shemois, the whole thing, beginning to end, once, then the second time, and then you can do targum, and it's no problem at all. So the Aruch HaRabbeinu brings down the title of what his minig was. First he read the whole entire parasha, then he read once with the chazan when the Shliach Tzibur did it, and then in Bengav Lagav he did the targum. So Betzim he did the whole parasha at one time, the whole sedra, and then he did Betzim, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes Betzim can switch, no problem at all. But the disciple himself was learning to switch, and he read the targum in between each thing. Is it make a difference which way to read it or not? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sif Gimel says Betzim you can read it any way you want. Okay, all three mix and match, any style, any way, anything you want. And the Aruch HaShulchan also Sif Zayin says it doesn't make a difference. The Rai is because Gemara didn't say anything, and the Rishonim kept quiet. All this came down in the Shloah Balei Kabbalah. But the Rishonim don't say a word. If it's ma'akiv, then the Vada, someone should have said something. So Vada, person of Etzim, can read any way they want. The Rishonim make a targum, possibly, tupsukim by tupsukim, do whatever you want, make a din. However, the Chatchila, the best thing is to do, pasha, possibly, possibly, or sedra by sedra. But the Etzim, a Vada is not ma'akiv. And the Vada, you see a chiv. Now, when a person, he reads, how exactly should he do it? So the Mechaber says in Sefer Beis, Imlamana parsha beperish Rashi chashav k'moy targum. You read Rashi as chashav as if it's targum. V'yishmaim yikur targum v'gam perish Rashi. V'yishmaim should both decide the targum and say Rashi. Why? Because each one has a milo. Targum has two milos. The targum goes on first, not only in the pasuk, it goes in every word. Rashi does not go in every word. The second milo targum has the kamas misinai. Rashi has a milo. Why? Because on drashim chazal that explains the pasuk even better, even more. Therefore, the Mechaber says, and the Rishonim already say that be'etzim you should do both. You should do say targum and say Rashi. Do both. Let's say you don't have time to do both. You only want to do one. Which one is the ikir? Which one is the most important one to do? Rashi or targum? So the Yamshu Shloima says, put on the Shai Tshuva, that he says you should do Rashi. Rashi is the most choshev, and that means if you only pick to do Rashi, so then let's say a pasuk has no Rashi, then you have to read the pasuk three times. That's what Rashi says on Brachas Avches. What does it mean? I feel a teres v'divon. Meaning, if you're going to do only Rashi, and if it has no Rashi in the pasuk, you have to read the pasuk three times. However, the place can argue the Yamshu Shloima, the Bialochas Maskana is, like the Beis Yosef, that says you have a choice, Targum or Rashi, then pick Targum. Targum is Sinai, and Targum goes in every single word. And that's how the Paiskim, the Shai Tshuva pass in that way, the Vikei Yosef, the Kavachayim, Bir Alocha, that's really Paiskim hold that way, that if you have a choice which one to do, you take Targum. The Chayotim himself doesn't even bring down Rashi at all to say, he only brings down Targum. So Vat, if you have a choice, you only do one, a Yer Shemaim, and what he should do, and Archila should do, both say Targum, say Rashi. But if you only do one, you pick Targum.
The word is that Rashi don't call you say.
That's just, we can be Alocha Shaila. But yeah. That's good. That's the raya why you should pick Targum. That's the raya.
So I'm before Rashi.
What?
I'm before Rashi.
But before Rashi? The Targum. They did Targum. No, the reason to do Targum is to explain the Pasuk. So Rashi explained the Pasuk also. With Midrashim, with Chazal. Not Nuchim, it's the same point, same concept. We mean on Chazal. The Chazal came from the Sinai, Targum came from the Sinai. Right, they explain the Pasuk through the Chazal. Now, when you do Shnei Mikra Recha Targum, when should you do the Targum? Should the Targum be at the... You can do Mikra Targum, you can do Mikra Targum Mikra, you can do Targum Mikra Mikra, right? You can do it either at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. So when do you say the Targum? So the Mishabura and Sefkar and Vav bring down the Lashon Gemara, that Yikul Chathila Shnei Mikra Mikoidim V'achak Targum. Person should first do Mikra twice, and then Targum. The Chathila, that should do first twice Mikra, then Targum. However, in the Sharetzin, he brings down, if you do Targum in the middle, you are Yotza. Brings down the right from the bush that you do Targum in between. If you think about it, Al-Pi-Svara, what should it be done? Targum is come to explain the Pasuk. So Al-Pi-Svara, let's say you read the Gemara once, what do? You go read Rashi. Then you go back to the Gemara. That's when you read a Gemara, right? You don't read a Gemara twice, and then let's go see Rashi. When you get stuck, you go read the Rashi. So Al-Pi-Svara, we should first read the Chumash, read Targum second, to explain the Pasuk, and then go back to Pesukim. And that's how Maisa, the Chaznish was knowing L'chadchila, put on Archus Rabbeinu, and in the river Sefraim Chalakei, the Chaznish himself was knowing to do Chumash, then Targum, then Chumash. Then do the Mikra. Why? Because the Targum is a period to explain it. The Mishavua sounds like it's only B'di'evit, the Archus Shulchan sounds like even L'chadchila. However, certainly again, doing it at the end, the Mishavua says the Iker, doing it in the middle, you're Yoytza. Let's say you do the other way around, you say Targum first, and then you say Mikra. What about that? Safi Svara, makes no sense. You can't read Rashi in the Gemara before you read the Gemara. You can't read the Pirish before you read the Gemara. Al-Pi-Svara will be meaningless. And the Biru Halach and Oysen Nunvav says, if you do Targum first, you're not Yotze at all. It's meaningless, and you have to go back and do it again. Sometimes people want to just chaperein, and they do Targum, mice, it's meaningless. If you do it first, you have to do the Mikra first. Either twice Mikra or once Mikra, but in Cholopox, you have to do Mikra first. There's only another Indian that's brought down the Magen Avraham, that when you read Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, you should end off with the Pasuk. As you look in the new Chumashim, that have Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, go through the whole parsha. They do Chumash, then Targum. The last Pasuk they have, again, the Chumash. They say the Pasuk a third time. The Magen Avraham brings this down, that every time you end off, you should end off with the Pasuk. Even though it's not put down in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not sure why, myself, the other Pasukim, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Kid Shulchan Aruch, Behetiv, Aruch HaShulchan, Eli Rabba, Shemir Shabbos, all passing this way, that a person should end up with the Chumash when they reach Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum. Now, what does that mean? Let's say you do it every day. Do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You do different halakim, different days. Do you have to end off every day with a dafka at the end of the sedra? So the Shemir Shabbat, Kolchosoy, and the Shagah Amein, Chelik Vav, they both pass in that you should do it at every time. The point is you should end off with Mikra every time. That means if you do a little bit Sunday, you should end off with Mikra. A little bit Monday, end off with the Mikra. Now when a person does Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, there are different ways to do it. Are you Yotze with listening to the Kriyas HaTorah? Can you just listen to him, and that would be one mikra. the Mekamish Nai Mikra Vechatag Mavadanat. But can you at least get one Mikra at Shmei Koino? Can you just listen to the Chazan? So first, can a person who Shnai Mikra Vechatag Behiru, can he read the Pesukim with his eyes? Or does he have to say Dafka Bepeh? So that Avadah of Yisfor, you have to say Bepeh. And the Rebbe of Stefan Michalik Vav have a tshuva from Chaim Chanievsky that says you have to say Dafka Bepeh. Bechacha also says Dafka Bepeh. And Afkamina Alchua, big Afkamina is, let's say you're doing Rashi, you're not doing Targum doing Rashi, does Rashi have to be prepared? If Rashi is a Mokum Targum, Targum has to be Dafka Bepeh. If you do Rashi, does Rashi, you have to say it with your mouth, or you do it with your eyes? So it says, the truth on Ogaz and Chalik Beis, he brings down the Shiloh, he's Mesopic, and he seems to be Noitel Achmer, the person when he says Rashi, should also say prepare. It's Chiddush, but actually says the Chuk, it's a Mokum Targum, and therefore you have to say it with your mouth. So again, are they hearing not Yitzhak? What about listening to a chazan? You get at least one time for it. So the Mishabrua and Sifkon Beis, they bring down, first of all, the Chathchilo, the Kuli Alma, you're not listening to the chazan. But the Yevet, he brings down Machloikis. If the Yevet, some say you're Yoitza, he brings down Lechem Chamudis, you're Yoitza. The Yeshu Achroim Shemach Mirim, he brings down the Oilu Shabbos, the Pisha, the Shuk Nasa Gedoyla, the Machman says, even for the Yevet, you're not Yoitza listening to the chazan. That's what the Ocha Shulchan Vaskins. But the Eved is not Yitzchak. Therefore, listening to the Chazan should not count. The Kuliyam are not Yitzchak Lechatchilo. But the Eved is Machloik is not a person should not be Yitzchak listening to the Chazan. What about saying along with the Chazan? A lot of people say the parasha along with him, not just listening. You say Mila B'Mila. So, if you say Mila B'Mila B'Kol out loud, people hear it. So then you're missing Kriyas HaTorah. And the Vada that you can't do. You have to hear Kriyas HaTorah also. But let's say you say a Palachash. So then the Mishabrua and Sifkon Yudalit says, "Mikol Mokenir to Lekroy Balacha Shemila B'Mila Imashatz Ein LaHachma B'Zeh." You should not be Machma Nevada. You're allowed to do that. A person, if he wants, he can read with the Chazan Mila B'Mila, as we mentioned before in the stipend that was his minik. He read Mila B'Mila with the Shatz, and the Mishabrua says you should not be Machma Niyotzo. And therefore, even though there's an Indian Jewish not Mikvah Targum, and it's very hard to do that, get the Targum do it afterwards. Or do a pasuk by pasuk or tangam or parsha by parsha. But the whole fact is, Mishpura says Yoytzer saying mila by mila with the chazan, and therefore a person if he has no time, he should do it mila by mila with the chazan. The Aruch Holkim even on this, and say that a person should not do it. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi, he says only b'shas tchak, you should be samech saying it mila by mila in Perek Membeis. The Jews on August also says it should be machmer, not be samech saying mila by mila, saying word with the chazor shatz with the kriyas haTorah. However, if a person has the right to be samech in the Shavua that says you should not be machmer, and you can say it word by word with the chazan. Now, to say Shnai Mikvah Ketagim during Kriyas HaTorah itself, let's say he's reading somewhere in Shemois, you want to read something else? So the Mechaber says, Yochel Likwa is a Parsha Shnai Mikvah Ketagim B'Shatz Kriyas HaTorah. The Mechaber says, you can read whatever you want in the whole Parsha. If you know he's holding one place, you can hold wherever you want. However, the place can argue, the Meshavur, the Aruch Shulchan, some more stronger than others, but say, Avadah L'Chadchil, you shouldn't do that. You should not read Shnai Mikvah, especially other people can learn from you. And you should not read another place in the Chumash while the Chazan is doing the Parsha. He says as far as the Beis Yosef, because the same Indian, it's you're doing the same thing. It's all Niflung Kriyas HaTorah. It's all the same concept. The Mishmur argues, or Chashukhan's main reason is because even though it might be the same concept, if people will learn from you and start shmoozing, you can go read another pasuk. So he'll go shmooze. If a person should not do it during Kriyas HaTorah itself, let's say during Chazar Shusatz, can you do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum? So first Allah is in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. Zivkon Yudzayin, a person cannot do anything during Chazar Shatz except to listen to the Shatz. Even if you can have Kavana, listen to the Shatz and say Amen at the end of the Bracha, because I'm a Ratzim, I'm going to learn from you, says the Mishnah Berurah. But the Orchis Yoshev, Chaim Knievsky, has a Musa Sefer, and Amen Kuf Dalet, he says a bigger Chiddush, he says not only should you not do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum during Chazar Shatz because people will learn from you, he says, Efshet, it's a mitzvah of Bava, and you're not even Yitzhi Yechiv. It's meaningless. What you did, you're not Yoitza. Mitzvah Boba Vera, he says, Bloshen Efshur. They ask on him, the different Minchas of Lamelech, but they also Yeger write him, Akasha, why is Mitzvah Boba Vera? Lamaisa, certainly should not do it, and if you Mekayim it, it's even a soft, if you Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, we do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Sorry?
His father did it.
Does his father?
His father did it.
No, he Chazor Shatz. This is during the Shmonesrei. I saw a person a couple weeks ago doing it, but over to Mukhan Knievsky. No, it's you're not even Yoitza, you have to do it all over again. Now, when you do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, do you have to understand what you're reading, or can you just read it up? unfortunately it's very common. But avadal chatchila, and the whole point of shnei mikra v'chatargim is you should be walking the Torah, understand the Torah, learn the Torah. However, are you yoytzi yachiv l'chol apachas when you just read the chumash or read the targum, or do you have to understand it? That's you can clarify from two places. One is the whole makar, the whole reason for shnei mikra is. It says Lavush, you should be a baki in Kol HaTorah. The Chashulchan brings it down, the Shemir Shabbos brings it down, that you should be a baki. And how are you a baki? If you just read up, you're not a baki. Right? You have to learn it, spush it. So therefore, you have to understand inside the Targum, inside the Chumash. If you don't understand either one, the Chura, you want Makai the Mitzvah, you can tie it up. There's another reason to say you have to have Kavanah, at least for the Targum, that even though when you read a Chumash, you can tie it up. When you read Chumash, even if you don't understand it, says the Shulchan Acharav, Makai the Mitzvah. You read Chumash, you read Tehillim, not you have no kavanah, you don't know what it means. You mekayim mitzvah. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Targum is Torah Shebal Peh. You read a Gemara without understanding it, it's nothing. It's meaningless. So Cholopach is Targum. Maybe you can tie it. Targum Cholopach, you have to understand. If not, you're just reading it. You're not mekayim mitzvah. You're not even doing any Torah. You're just reading a pasuk. Stop reading. Stop words. That doesn't mean anything. So Rav Strumbach has a sefer, the Pirush in Orchas Chaim LaRosh, and he says, if you don't have a vana in the pasuk, you don't understand the pasuk, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. In a chanami, you have to have kavana, you have to understand the pasuk, if not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. In Shuvah van Hogus, Rav Strumbach has, in Chalik Aleph and Chalik Beis, he also declares about Shuvah, came about Shuvah and doesn't understand the Targum at all. Is there any point, any mila at all, of reading the Targum? And he told him to go read the Targum, go read an English translation and do not read the Targum, because the Chud is no mila to it. The Sefer of Tayyosa Yeger and Chalik Aleph, he also brings rayas that the Iker is. You have to understand the Targum. If you don't understand the Targum, I'm kind of mitzvah. My brother one day asked the Baal Mechaber Sefer Shari Aaron if you understand or not. He said that 100% you have to understand what you're saying. If not, I'm kind of mitzvah. And again, the Svar is poshut. Why? Because the whole Inyan Shnei Mikra V'Chatargim Targum is to learn it. You're not learning it.
You do it in English, you have to say English out loud.
If you mekayim it, I couldn't have Shtumah. He's the subject. He said, if you mekayim Targum, even Rashi wants to say, you have to say out loud. You have to say with your mouth. Mechlami. However, there's another side to this. No, all places say not Yotzeh with English. So Shtumach says, he said maybe no Milo to Targum. That's his Kiddush. All places seem to argue on that. But they hold you should be Targum because you understand Targum. On the other side is Shlomo Zalman, Elicha Shlomo, and Tfilo, in Perkut Beis. His Lashon is Einim, Maven Lashon, a Targum or Borio. Someone does not understand Targum fully. Even though he doesn't understand it completely, he's yotze with it. Why? That the kana was to shnayim mikra v'echatagim. The reason might be to be a buck in the title, but that the kana was to read it. You read it. Ayin no kavana. Still, you mekayim the ikachiv. Or Avad Yosef nichavadas. The Chelik Beis, Sim Laman Zayin, his Lashon also is, someone does not understand Targum Kol Kach that much, also still he should read Targum. He's put down that way in Shemesh Shabbat, Chosay Perakman Beis, or Rish Tezvov. My brother Yisab Dov Kohen, Yaitse, without understanding it, he said, Mr. Tama, yeah, because that's what the Kohen. To maybe explain it, why, how exactly words works, Kam Mitzvahs in the Torah, tells you why he wants you to do it. Lamashal, Kosh Baruch wants you to put on tzitzis. Why? The Pasuk says, you should see them and remember it. And Simon Ches brought down the Mechaber that a person, when he puts on tzitzis, have to have in mind the concept of Yisim Oysel Yisachartim. Is him active or not? So the Bnei Yisachar says, yeah, the Torah says this, the tachlis of the mitzvahs of putting on tzitzis is to Yisim Oysel Yisachartim, see them and remember it. You don't have that in mind. You want Mekai in the mitzvah, it's meaningless. The Mishabrua and the Prim Gorim says, no, it's only the Chathilo, but Yev is not active. So that means the Mishavua holds that even though the point of the mitzvah is to Re'isim Oysel Yisachartim, but that's not Ma'ak of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go to, it's to do, that the thing is to go do, or the marshal Kriyas HaTorah. What do I have Kriyas HaTorah for? Everyone knows Kriyas HaTorah is to learn the parasha. Now, how many of us, I mean, maybe some of us, when they listen to Kriyas HaTorah, they don't touch the word. They just stomp space out and follow, whatever, put the finger there, but they don't touch the pasuk. But the whole point of Kriyas HaTorah is to understand the Torah. And yet, people don't learn the Torah by Kriyas HaTorah. So, even though the point of the Kana of the Torah, the Torah, the Kamah Pomer tells us to mitzvahs, Sukkah, Tefillin, for reasons, but even though we don't do the Tachlis, still it's not Ma'ak of the mitzvah. Could be who didn't shine Mikra Vecha Targum, especially not the Shulchan, Urcha Shulchan, it's Nichlin Kriyas HaTorah. The Chur could be it's not Ma'ak of the Kavana, even though that's the whole point of the mitzvah. So again, a vadal l'chadchila person should try to understand it. That's the right thing to do. But is it ma'akiv or not? L'chutz ma'achloikis. And as far as I can hear, why l'chutz why it's not ma'akiv? Now, until when can you read Shnei Mikra V'Chatargim? So, Mishabura and Sivkon Ches says that it's mina mufcha hu lekuas of Erev Shabbos. It's mina mufcha to read it on Erev Shabbos, to finish it before Shabbos. He writes Ayin Shari Tshuva, that Shari Tshuva says to read it before Chatzos, the Mogav Ram and the Shlach says to read it after Chatzos, but when should you finish it? Mishabura says you should finish it before Shabbos. It goes on weiter and says, Nichlin, that saying on Shabbos is also mitzvah min mufcha to say from Sunday onwards, like the Goyim himself, he says from Sunday onwards. That means first, mitzvah min mufcha, a person should finish it before Shabbos. Let's say to finish it on Shabbos, and Nichl, what is that? So in the Bi'a Alocha, being that machloikis, that some say it's l'chadchila and some say it's only b'mokum oynis. But fine, but mitzvah min mufcha, finish it before Shabbos. If not, then the Mechaber says, Mitzvah min mufcha, shiashlam oisei kodim shayayichu b'Shabbos. The next level is, can't finish it before Shabbos, finish it before Shabbos morning the meal. Before you finish, before the meal. If you cannot finish it before the meal, says the Mechaber, then yashlam achar achila, finish it after the meal, ad ha-mincha, until mincha. And the Torah holds, until mincha, and afterwards that's it, you lost out the mitzvah. The Torah holds that you have a chiv to lane until shna mikra v'chatagim, until mincha, and afterwards that's it. That's the shito. So what does mincha mean? Vegan shayla. So the different shitas, the Shlomo Zalman and the Cheshloima says it means until you daven. You can daven mincha gedol, you can daven mincha ketano. Whenever you daven, that is his man. Yochanan Pnievsky in Sefer Ta'arich Yisrael, Simon Yud Beis, or Yud Ches, he also says until your own mincha. And also Chaim Noam, because Shulchan Simon Ayin Beis also seems to say a similar concept until your own mincha. However, the Cholkim, Chaim Peter Scheinberg brought down in Ta'arich Yisrael, says mincha gedolah. That not after you, even if you didn't daven, you daven later, it goes mincha gedolah, which is very early. So Berach Hanan 1 hour, 12:05, 12:10. And also it's brought down Mekurei Chaim from Rabbi Yashiv, that they hold is for mincha gedolah. So you have two shitas. Either you have the shita of mincha gedolah, which again, Chaim Peter Scheinberg, Rabbi Yashiv, or you have Chaim Pnievsky and Chaim Noah and Shlomo Zalman, that holds it goes after whenever you daven mincha. The Sefer Peru'e Halacha of Noam Zilva Son, he says, the Pasha Kimpri Mincha Gedolo, he's very stark against it. As brought on the river by Sefraim, the Chalakeya, Moshe, when did he do Shnai Mikra Vechatargim? He did it in the afternoon on Shabbos. If he did it in the afternoon on Shabbos, Avadi, he holds that it's not until Mincha Gedolo. Must be held as either your Mincha or Mincha Ketano, but he certainly didn't hold the Mincha Gedolo. So again, so we have these two different shitas, they know exactly what you can do. But again, until Mincha is the first Shita, after Mincha it says, Rebbeinu Peres says the Torah, you're not Yotze at all. It's meaningless. So like the Mechaber Vaitav, Yesh Oimim, the Hashem Shitas, they say, Adavi B'Shabbos, until Wednesday, which means until now, tonight, Tuesday night. Why? Because Shabbos goes, you can say Abdullah until Wednesday, until Tuesday night. And therefore, it's still a Chelik of Shabbos until Tuesday night. A third Shita is, Yesh Oimim Ad Shmini Atzeres, or Tulsim Glas Torah in America. The person that can read when, not only until Wednesday, but all the way until Simchas Torah can be mashlam. After that, once you pass Simchas Torah, there's no point in being Shnai Mikra Vechatargim. You stop learning Chumash, but you're not making any mitzvah Shnai Mikra Vechatargim. Now, let's say a person is behind. Let's say now with Parsha Shemois, and he's holding Parsha Vayigash. He's behind by three Parshas. He had to Vayigash, Vayichi, and Shemois. What should he do? Should he read Vayigash now, and next week Vayichi, and then we have to Shemois try to catch up? Or should he skip and do Shemois right now? Should he skip or go Keseder? So the Shmir Shabbos Kelchosoi and the Sosa Shulchan say you should go Keseder. Go straight, don't skip. They're not machalik in cases, they say go straight. Rasham that way in Chelk Alef Simur Yishu Gimel. There are some who want to say that it depends if you reach the Ikizman, that means you should go straight until you reach Erev Shabbos Ikizman, then you skip to Shemais. However, I don't understand why no one says it's Cheshbin, but according to Pasha Cheshbin, that let's say you're going to read Vayigash now, and not Shemois. What happens? You say Shemois in 2 weeks or next week. According to the Torah, you missed out the whole entire mitzvah at all. You missed the whole entire mitzvah. So if you read Shnai Mekav Echatagim with Shloike Seder, you make a mitzvah or not? Let's say you read Vayigash after Shemois. Or stop any parsha. You have parsha Shemois, you can read one pasuk in front of another pasuk, or you have to go dafka in order. So Mishabu and Sivkom involved says, L'chadchila, a person in Nevada has to go in order. L'chadchila. But is it ma'akiv or not? So Moshe is brought down in Kavis Kolatoyin and Dalit says you can read one parsha in front of another parsha. There's no order in parsha. It's only by Kriya Shema you have to go in a certain order. But however, in the Shnai Mikra Vechatargim, you can read one parsha in front of the other parsha. It's not ma'akev at all. You can kind of mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman and Chesh Shlomo says the same thing. They can read one parsha in front of the other parsha. Even more so is the Yaakov Kamnetsky in Emes LeYaakov. He writes not only a parashah, but even a pasuk. You read one pasuk, you skip around, read Reuven Shimon Levi, and then go back and read Elul Shemois. And that's not Ma'akev. Why? Because this, you did Shnei Mekavet, you learn the pasuk. You can learn one thing in front of something else. Chaim No, says the Shulchan, Sivanayim Bez, says the same thing, that one pasuk is not Ma'akev. So it comes out, the pasuk can clearly say that the Seder is not Ma'akev. It's not L'chadchila, but everyone agrees that the Seder, the order is not Ma'akev. If so, if you're not sure, if you have right now to read Vayigash or Shemois, which one should you do? So, if you can be Machmur and go like the Sheetahs, you can read Tilsim Las Torah and read Vayigash right now, maybe the day cooler. What are you going to end doing? Reading Shemois next week. According to the Torah, it's meaningless. Your Chumur is maybe the day cooler. So if you're going to read this week, Vayigash and Vayichi and Shemois and Echlami, you should read in order. If you do it all in 1 week. However, a person, if he's going to read Shemois next week, he should not do Vayigash now, he should do Shemois now, because everyone agrees that the Seder is not Ma'akiv, and on some sheet as a whole, if you read Shemois next week, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So if you're going to push off a Parshah later, you should know it's not push off later, you should take the Parshah that week and say it now. I didn't see anyone say that, but that should be the Cheshbon. Just a
sikkum. A week earlier.
Did you do Shemois now?
Shemois
now. Well, it's not for Eir now. Not Mekayim anything.
Yeah.
No, you can do it earlier, right? Beforehand, you can Mekayim not Mekayim anything. Again, what was mentioned, if a person has a chiv to do Shnei Mekavech HaTargum, even if you're Torah Nasa, you have no heter, all B'nai Yeshiva, Pashas is a chiv to Rabbanon, if you have to go back or not, if you're not sure where you're holding, so the place can say, you do have to go back, I'm not sure why. When does the man start? The Kulam, we can start reading from Sunday and onwards. If Yontif is in between, it's Machloikas. How to read it? Some do Pasuk by Pasuk, some do Inyan by Inyan, some do the whole entire parasha. However, you do it, you Avadi Yotzi Yechiv. A Yir Shemayim should do Rashi and then Targum. Which one, if you only do one, which one's better? It's better to do Targum and not Rashi. When should Targum be? Targum should be after the two Mikro. Yoytze be'emso. However, if you do it before the Mikro, you're not Mekayim anything. The last Pasuk you read should be the Chumash and not the Targum. If you Yoytze through Kriyas HaTorah, listening to it, you're better not to Yoytze with it. Saying it word every word together with the Shatz, Mishavu says you should not be Machmer. However, the Archolkim are Machmer. Do you have to understand the Shnei Mikvech Targum? It's Machloikis. You are Yotz until Mincha, which Mincha either means Mincha Gedolah or your own Mincha. There's a mitzvah min Mukhor to do it on Erev Shabbos itself. And if not that, then you do it until Shabbos morning. If not that, then until Mincha. And afterwards, Yesh'oimim until Wednesday, and Yesh'oimim until Simchas Torah. The Seder is not Ma'akev, Evadi Mekayim Mitzvah. And therefore, if you're behind the Parshiyos, it will be better to read this week's Parsha if you're going to push over the Parshiyos to later. The only time is doing Shnei Mekavecha Targum takes a long time. Well, I saw the sign, you can spend 5,000 hours in your life doing Shnei Mekavecha Targum. It's a long time. It's a lot of many hours. And people say they don't have the time, they rather learn, or there's more things they have to do right now, more important things right now. So, Rabbi Yehoshua Zilber, he writes, and also brought down in the Kinyan Torah Chelek Vav from the Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara gives a bracha, the person who does Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, is zeichah to what? To a long life. The Gemara's question is, that Marichin Lo Yomib Ushneitha, he gets a long and good life. So what does that mean? Explains to Bnei Yisrael, that anyone who spends time doing Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, 5,000 hours, it won't be taken away from your life. Whatever you need, if you're supposed to learn, well, you get it back. It won't be Nichashbin. Marichin Yomib Ushneitha, you're going to spend time in it, it's free time. That if you say now, I have to learn now, I'm not going to be able to get back my time to learn now, I have to let my Chiddush HaTorah now, you'll get it back, you get it all back. Everything you spend now, you'll get back. So a person should not worry about it, and spend time on it. Tak v'zoich, m'kayin mitzvah of Shnei Mikvech HaTorah, k'tikudoi v'zoich, l'tabroch v'richas yomim.